First drug that can slow Alzheimer's dementia. A U.S. drug company says he has created the first therapy that can slow Alzheimer's disease and is now ready to bring it to market. Currently, there are no drugs that can do this. Existing ones only help with symptoms. Biogen says it will soon seek regulatory approval in the U.S. for the groundbreaking drug called aducanumab. It plans to file the paperwork in early 2020, and it has its sights on Europe, too. Approval process could take a year or two. If successful, the company aims to initially offer the drug to patients previously enrolled in clinical studies of the drug. The announcement is somewhat surprising because the company had discontinued work on the drug in March 2019 after disappointing trial results. But the company says a new analysis of a larger data set of the same study shows the higher doses of aducanumab can provide a significant benefit to patients with early Alzheimer's, slowing their clinical decline so they preserve more of their memory and everyday living skills, things that the disease usually robs. Big hope. Aducanumab targets a protein called amyloid that forms abnormal deposits in the brain of people with Alzheimer's. Scientists think these plaques are toxic to brain cells and that clearing them using drug would be a massive advance in dementia treatment, although not a cure. There haven't been any new dementia drugs in over a decade. Biogen Chief Executive Michael Vonnegut said, "We are hopeful about the prospect of offering patients the first therapy to reduce the clinical decline of Alzheimer's disease." Hilary Evans from Alzheimer's Research UK said, "People affected by Alzheimer's have waited a long time for a life-changing new treatment, and this exciting announcement offers new hope that one could be in sight. Taking another look at aducanumab is a positive step for all those who took part in the clinical trials and the worldwide dementia research community. As more data emerges, we hope it will spark global discussions about the next steps for delivering much-needed treatments into people's hands." Prof. Barf Distriper, director of the UK Dementia Research Institute, University College London, said, "It is fantastic to hear these new positive results emerging from the aducanumab trials. We currently have no effective treatments to slow or halt the progression of Alzheimer's disease, and I hope this signifies a turning point." What is Alzheimer's? Dementia is not a single disease, but is the name of the group of symptoms that include problems with memory and thinking. There are lots of different types of dementia, and Alzheimer's is said to be most common and most researched. There are currently 850,000 people with dementia in the UK. It's been a long and tortuous journey to find a new drug for the disease, and the recent attempts have ended in failure. Experts hope a treatment is in sight, but they are cautious and then we'll need to closely scrutinize these aducanumab trial findings.